Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be.
I got your back, right?
I got your back.
I'm gonna kick all your friends' ass, and then I'm gonna kick your ass.
Was that what you wanted, man? Is that what you want? Come on, let's go.
Oh, you hold that nice jacket for you, big man. Come on.
Woo! We don't wanna get this dirty.
Come on, man.
Move it. Let's go.
No more for you, man. That's it.
Ready? I'll kick your ass. Get to Tiananmen Square. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair, yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Kyle betrayed me and then he lied, tried to hide, and I died deep inside. And you know the reason why, I'm gonna kick your ass from here to right over there. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair, yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker.
Baby, we belong together.
You know, I don't know anymore, John. I mean, I was thinking maybe we need to split.
Don't you forget who's the hammer. Women, I tell you, sometimes you just need a few smacks to keep your ass in line.
You know, enough!
What?
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, got up! Have you tried to
call me
yet?
Oh, snap!
Yes. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. The DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. And the place to be. Before I can get to any of this nonsense, this tomfoolery. Yes, some serious music. From Rammstein! Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. Very good to be here on a Tuesday night. I think I'll do it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. It's me, DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show. And of course, with me, as always, your friend and mine, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, what's going on, buddy?
Germs can be spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches his or her eyes, nose, or mouth. Droplets of a cough or a sneeze of an infected person move through the air. Germs can be spread when a person touches respiratory droplets from another person on a surface like a desk and then touches their eyes, mouth, or nose before washing their hands.
Is there a reason you're reading a leaflet that you've written in 1989?
We know that some viruses and bacteria can live for 2 hours or longer on surfaces like cafeteria tables, doorknobs, and desks.
Okay.
Frequent hand washing will help you reduce the chance of getting the swine virus! I told you all.
No. Here he is. Here he is. He's going to gloat now.
Vindication now, fuck faces.
So you think you're truly vindicated?
I am so vindicated. I've been telling you this for years, okay? Years I've been preaching my ways to you people. And finally, I get true justice in my just desserts.
Well, I don't understand how this is vindication for you. I mean, I really just don't understand. Could you explain this to me? Like, I mean, yeah, diseases exist. So how do you win?
I have been preaching on the proper methods of hand washing, the proper methods of blowing your nose, opening doors.
Sure. All of those.
Okay. For years.
Years.
Remember, always get the backs to the hands. Remember
yeah,
that?
I remember
I told you people that?
You explained.
I copyrighted backs to the hand washing.
Wait. You copyrighted washing the back of your hands?
Nobody washed the back of their hands until I told people about it. Nobody.
I'm pretty sure people have washed the back of their hands. I don't understand how you can lay claim to that as an original creation. So you're all caught up in this swine flu.
We are being taken over by pigs.
Pigs.
Pigs are controlling us.
I mean, you mean pigs, the animal?
Can I just finish a couple of my thoughts, please?
Frank, please go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt
your
thoughts.
Wash with soap and water, or clean it with alcohol-based hand cleaner. We recommend that when you wash your hands with soap and warm water, that you wash for 20 to 30 seconds. When soap and water are not available, alcohol-based disposable hand wipes and gel sanitizers may be utilized.
Okay.
Now, if using gel, rub your hands until they get gel. Listen, I don't know what else. I want you to say that I was right. That's what I'm going to sit here and wait for you to say that.
Well, I mean, what are you claiming that you're right with? I don't understand. Listen to me. You're basically coming on here and dancing the happy dance because, you know, washing your hands kills germs. I don't understand. Every fucking commercial for Dial soap has told us that. Like, how is it you're bringing us anything new? Please explain. Frank, you're notably silent. You want me to say that you're right?
Well,
let
me just pinpoint a couple of quick bullets, and I will let you talk, okay?
Okay.
Wash your hands often, especially after you cough or sneeze. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Try to avoid contact with sick people. I mean, come on. It's right there in black and white.
Who wants to do any of these things? I mean, of course you want to avoid being sick. It's very easy to do. It's not like you've cracked some kind of a genetic code or anything like that. You're washing your hands. Frank, you're out of your fucking mind. And I think you've fallen victim to the latest in the long line of media disease scares. It's the swine flu. Apparently people went to Mexico where 80% of the population, 1,000% of the population, I don't know, some ridiculous number, percentage of the people have this disease, and a few of them trickled back into our country, and now it's a huge fucking problem. People think that they're going to get it because, oh my God, someone in New York has it. Yeah, but you live in South Jersey. Don't be too cautious.
I think the swine flu has hit Piscataway, New Jersey, because when I was at Donaldson's Park a couple of weekends ago, I remember last week I told you about this.
You did. You told me you went to a petting zoo and they didn't have that animals like a raccoon and like one pig.
And they had a pig, and the pig was barely moving. It had fuzz growing out of its mouth. It was sweating.
Uh-oh.
And I think I may have been a subject to the swine virus.
Oh, so now you want to admit that you're right, but now you have the disease. You have the disease, but you want to claim that you're right. How can we trust you? You can't even follow your own advice. You're over there combing the drool and the mucus off of a pig's mouth as you're supposed to be petting it, and you don't even think about it. You know why? Because in the past you said, animals don't bother me. Admit that you said that.
Oh my God.
When I asked you.
I've always said that.
You've always said that.
I've always said animals don't. I have no fear of animal illnesses. And now we're getting died. We're dying from pigs.
You said that
What's going on?
But you said that in the age of the bird flu. How we were all going to get bird flu and die last summer or whatever. And now everybody's worried about fucking pigs. So, Are you, you know, a little bit more concerned about animals? Is that what it is?
I am concerned. My whole life I've preached the fact that I'm only afraid of humans.
Yeah.
But now I got to be afraid of animals too.
You have to be. You will get these diseases and you will die. It's a deadly disease, apparently. A couple people have died, right?
That's true.
Isn't that true? Now,
it was a swine virus outbreak in Fort Dix, New Jersey in 1976 where one gentleman passed away.
When it's within the last, like, 40 years, do you really have to say 1900? As if you're going to be explaining the gold rush? I mean, really, you could just say in 75. You know, it's not that fucking far, you know, long ago. But the so people died in Fort Dix because of the swine flu. And now you think you have it. And you know what? Good. I hope you do have it.
Excuse me?
I hope you have it. You deserve it.
Take that back.
I'd like to rewind a little bit. And if you aren't aware of this reference, go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download our old episodes. Subscribe to our podcast. And then you'll be up on all the things that we say. You'll be privy to the conversation. You were wishing for people that pull over to the side of the road to get hit and killed. Isn't that right?
I wasn't wishing. I was saying that...
They should, right?
I was saying that those who get out of the road for recreational purposes deserve to have be made an example of.
Sure. So now, maybe the person that goes and cries about Purell and yells at people for not washing the backs of their hands, maybe he should be the guy to get pig flu, just so he'd shut the fuck up about washing his goddamn hands and in between the fingers. Please.
And don't forget the backs of the hands.
Don't forget the, you know, honestly, why would you forget the backs of the hands? Come on.
That's the part that's open to the public.
Well, it is. It is public. It's the DJ New Style show. It's me, New Style, and it's him, Bald Fuck.
Excuse me?
Germ Freak. I'm Ken. He's Frank. Swine flu bad. That's what we've checked off the list so far. The swine flu, ladies and gentlemen, is a bad thing. We've determined that. This is necessary radio. Just want to let you know.
Oh, we keep you up to date.
We do. We do. Frank, I don't know. Did you have a good weekend? I mean, I talked to you before the show. You seemed a little bit fucked up. I'm not going to lie. You seemed a little bit all wired up and fucked up in the head. I mean, you said you were going to give up coffee. You said you were going to drink coffee in your house. And moderate your intake. But now I really suspect you're going overboard.
Let me tell you something, my friend, DJ New Style. That's what you're being called nowadays.
My name is Ken. You can call me Ken.
Starbucks, and I think, is there a show that does not go by that we don't mention Starbucks?
It's a very crucial part of our lives. I was there today. I enjoy the occasional cup. I'm probably down to once a week now. I get one Starbucks coffee a week. So now where are you at?
Okay.
You said you were going to cut
down. Starbucks has something called the Starbucks Traveler.
The Traveler.
Starbucks Traveler is a carrying case filled with coffee.
You have a fucking a liquid-filled attaché of fucking
it's a
coffee?
It's a cardboard case, and inside is a bladder filled with coffee.
Oh, my God. So let me guess. That's what you get now on a daily basis.
Yes.
You get one of those?
No. I had to stay up a couple nights ago. I had for the last few nights,
Also, for those who don't know, it's the Dunkin' Donuts has they have an equivalent called the Box of Joe. The Box of Joe.
Was that necessary to interject that? Yeah. I mean, did anybody mentioning Dunkin' Donuts?
I'm mentioning it to people who don't think Starbucks is very good. So.
I see.
Continue, please. You fucking caffeine swilling bald dope.
Okay, so I purchased. I had a last couple nights. I've been very busy, so I've had to stay up real late hours. So I purchased some of this box of coffee to keep myself up.
Sure.
And you know it's a lot of coffee. So after I was done with my intake, I would just put the coffee in the refrigerator. And then every time I want coffee, I take the carrying case and I put it in a microwave and I heat it up. And it's
Hold on. Whenever you want coffee, you heat up you heat up the coffee in the case?
Yeah, I take the box and I put it in the microwave.
So you take what amounts to a plastic-lined cardboard box and put it in the microwave to warm up the contents.
Yeah.
Do you not own a coffee cup? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why do you have to heat the entire... First of all, why are you heating all the coffee? Second of all, why are you melting plastic into the fucking beverage? I don't understand. What's the big fucking trick?
Because I want some hot coffee. I don't like iced coffee.
You don't like iced coffee.
Okay. So I heat it up, and every time I want the coffee, I heat the container up. And I've probably heated this box up about a half a dozen to a dozen times. But I noticed the last couple times I've had this, like, rubbery plastic substance that's been in the bottom of the cup.
Oh, little runoff, some kind of a sediment from melting plastic. You know you can get cancer like that. Apparently you don't care about cancer, but you're more concerned with getting a virus from a pig.
Pardon?
You're going to develop a tumor from just, you know, not knowing that you can pour stuff into a cup. Basically, you're going to get some kind of a fucking some form of cancer.
What happens
because
is
you can't pour it into a cup and fucking heat it up.
I utilize ceramic cups, and when I heat the cup up in the microwave, everything gets hot, including the handle, so I'm unable to pick the handle up.
Oh,
so
well, that's good. Don't worry. You know, microwave the box. That way, you know, the tumors will keep you warm. You'll form a nice shell of tumors from consuming melted plastic. That's really good. That'll be good. Tumors are awesome because you could just stab them with a dart and not feel anything. So you'll have a second job as a fucking, county fair mutant. You're out of your mind. I don't know why you would do this. You've never heard that putting plastic in a microwave is bad.
I was not aware of that. I know that you're not supposed to put metal in there.
So,
but nowhere does it say not to put plastic in a microwave.
Okay, but you just admitted that you had some kind of a fucking residue and a foul taste from having done this. What did you assume? That it was just bad coffee?
No, I just assumed that the cup wasn't washed properly.
Ugh.
So anyway, I finished that box of coffee up, and
so now you're probably going to get another one.
After the show, I'll be getting another one tonight.
Yeah, and
and I'm telling you something. The people were, you know what, little snotty, like a little bit of snotness over there at the Starbucks.
Snotness.
I go through the drive. I live in the area where there's a drive-through. And I very rarely have to walk into the establishment. So when I told the individual what I wanted, she said, you have to come in for that. I said, pardon? She said, you have to come in. I said, I don't want to come in. That's the whole point of the drive-thru. She goes, well, we can't whip it up just like that.
Oh, God. So now
I said, what? So, I said, don't you? This is a coffee house. Don't you have coffee in a fucking container somewhere you can pour a thing?
So tell me you just drove away. You drove away and you didn't get your box of coffee.
No, what I did was I didn't want to look like a fool. I didn't want to look like a fool, so I ordered my usual venti latte, and then I pulled over into the parking lot and then went inside.
So you went inside?
Yes.
You went inside and you ordered the box of coffee?
Yes, I ordered the box of coffee.
Do you not think that they're going to know who you are? Did you have some kind of a disguise? It's rhetorical. You don't have to answer. You didn't. You walked in after you got into this fucking scuffle with the person at the window to get the item they said you can't have. You know that there's something in that fucking drink. Frank, this goes against everything we've ever said. Goes against everything we have ever said.
Why do you have to rate on my parade all the time?
I don't know. You got the pig virus, you're getting cancer, and maybe there was some jizz in your box of Joe. I'm sorry, traveler. Box. What is it called from Starbucks?
It's called Coffee Traveler.
Oh, it's called Coffee Traveler with a, you know, a dopo shots of jizz or whatever Italian word. I don't know how to class up a double shot of jizz. So, but you find the Italian word for that and Starbucks will put it on the menu. The secret menu. They don't show the customers. The one they use only when bald dopes fuck up and fumble through an order at a goddamn drive-thru. It's amazing, Frank. It really is. It's fucking terrible. But the drive-thru, it reminds me, because I don't know if you're aware of this. You've mentioned KFC in the past, right? You mentioned
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken. However, now we might be looking at KGC. Do you understand? They are now selling. They're now selling grilled chicken. And to the point where they had some kind of a fancy modern chef, you know, a guy with a chef jacket but no hat. That's how you can tell that he's a modern chef. In years past, he had to be wearing some kind of a poofy hat to denote his role as a chef. But now, he's modern style, no hat, is saying, "It's the best chicken I've ever had, and to prove it, we're giving away one piece to each customer that comes by on the 27th. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to try
this. Shit.
So I go, and I'm thinking, you know what, I'm going to get some chicken. I'm going to do this. The only KFC is one of those halfies, you know,
it's either
a Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, or whatever. And I'd go to the drive-thru, and I'm there's nobody there. And I'm sitting there, even after the pre-recorded message of, "Would you like to try a combo meal today?" That goes on, and then the person's telling me, "Hello? Hello?" I'm just sitting there zoned out. I'm thinking, what the fuck am I doing here? I don't want to eat grilled chicken from KFC. I look at it, it's basically the fried chicken with no breading and permanent black grill lines. You know it's grilled because it's got black grill lines on it. Like they actually have a fucking flame pit all of a sudden in every goddamn KFC. You know that they're pre-grilled and frozen and they're being like microwaved up. It's fucking hideous. I just drove away. In fact, I drove out of the parking lot, went right across the street to a McDonald's and got a quarter pounder with cheese.
You want to hear something funny? I went to KFC yesterday, and the guy – and I didn't know they were giving this free chicken giveaway. The guy gave me a free piece of chicken, and I thought it was a mistake. I thought he gave it to me by accident.
So you were acting all sly.
They were giving it for free.
You just slip it in your pocket and not say
anything.
And
it was the worst fucking – it was like a fucking thigh or something like that. It wasn't even a breast.
Like little tiny shriveled mongrel
like
chicken.
Like
chitlin?
Like knuckles or something.
Just fucking hideous. Do you think that's going to be a successful thing for them? Do you think the grilled chicken is going to be good?
Well, what took them so long? I mean, the Burger Boys have been doing the grilled for years.
The Burger Boys?
Right.
I don't know who the Burger Boys are.
The Burger Boys?
You say
Burger King, Donald's?
Burger Boys, sure. Burger King has been doing it, yes. But they don't have the deep fried chicken. Yeah, they have nuggets. Yeah, they have patties or whatever. But they don't have, you know, buckets of chicken pieces. You know, so I mean that's kind of a crucial thing, don't you think?
And then I asked for I wanted a grilled chicken sandwich at KFC, and they said we don't have grilled chicken. We have what's called a tender something or other. I says, well, is it not fried? And he said, yeah. Well, I says, well, that's what I want.
Jeez. So,
but they put a delicious peppercorn mayo sauce on it.
Sauce?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember the last time that I ate at KFC. My girlfriend, Amanda.
What's her name?
I said it. You can't do it. When I cut you off, you can't do that. I already said Amanda. So she likes KFC. She enjoys it. I just can't be bothered. It doesn't see it. It's unlike any other chicken. It's very delicious. I do like it. But it kind of creeps me out.
Everybody needs a little KFC.
Everybody? Is that a slogan from when you were a boy?
That's the recent slogan.
Oh, I see. I see. I don't know, Frank. I just want to say that we have a guest joining us in a few minutes. He's going to be calling in. He is the star, producer, director of such fine films as Kung Fu Assassins and City Dragon. His name is Stan Durain. And he'll be joining us in a little bit. We're going to be doing something of a review of what can only be described as one of the greatest movies of all time, City Dragon. So if you're downloading this, you're listening to this live, whatever. Right now would be a good time to go to your Netflix queue, your fucking whatever, and find City Dragon, get your hands on it, watch it, and then enjoy. I know you're not going to watch it while you're listening to this live, but if you've downloaded it, hit pause. Watch that movie right now. And then and become one of the many that have been turned on to this movie. We've discovered it. Well, at least I discovered it from Netflix. And then we found out that our buddy, Pristine Sneakers, had it. He actually had this movie. We didn't think that it was anything that was too widely circulated. But all of a sudden, he just holds up his copy of the DVD. We're telling him, basically, we're talking about the movie. We're saying, oh, my God, you need to see this thing. It's something you need to get your hands on. And he's like, what, this? And holds up his copy of the DVD. Now, Frank, is this something that you've seen? I know in the past I've given you assignments, homework, required viewing, and you flaked. Did you watch City Dragon?
And to be honest with you, I have watched City Dragon in its entirety.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Frank. You've done some homework for once. For fuck's sake. Yeah, he's going to be joining us in a few minutes. And I can't wait to talk about it. It's one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite things in the entire world. Why don't we take a quick break? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. It's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, are we on? Okay. Yeah, welcome to the chill spot. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. Tonight, we got a few goals for the program. I mean, it's a new show. But first off, you know, I'm going to talk to you about some things you probably have no interest in. And second off, you know, we just going to chill, you know, in the spot. And lastly, I'm going to take a few calls, and you're going to tell me what you do for a living. And I'm going to criticize you. But, yeah. So, I mean, have you heard that Microsoft is going to buy Google? I mean, it's Yahoo. It's crazy. Okay, so here's some, you know, Russian techno. It's hot in the clubs. We got a caller. Yeah, okay, you're on the chill spot for hotties. I'm your host, Alex Webbs.
Hey, Webbs, how are you? Yeah, listen, I make an honest wage. I support my family. I have to tell you, I'm pretty proud of what I do.
But what do you do, though?
Oh, I'm a plumber. Self-employed plumber.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, like poor people work. You know what I mean? But, yeah. You should probably go to college, you know? Take some classes and maybe get a better job.
I make more money than you'll ever see in your fucking life, you sleepy eyed runt.
I mean, maybe if, like, you wanted to, like, get more money for your family, you could probably go and maybe retire.
Go find me a fucking cabinet.
Thank you for your call, but seriously, take some classes and do it at a real college. Okay, we're going to end the Chill Spot Show for Hotties. Thank you. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. It was a fun show. But, yeah, we'll talk to you next time. Peace. Okay, I'm really not leaving yet. But I really have to, okay. But, yeah, see you next week. Peace.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dick.
Oh, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Check us out every Tuesday night, 9 to 11, right here on HearUsTalk.com. Download our shows, DJNewStyleShow.com. That's where you go. That's where you download things. You can see our faces. Hear our stupid words. Frank, what's going on, buddy? I hope you had a chance to piss. I didn't. I didn't get to. I just want to say that.
No,
you didn't. You just sat there. And
I think I heard you groan or grunt or something. But
yeah. Well, you know, what are you gonna do? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Is this Mike Nice?
Yes.
You sure about that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, what's going on, Mike Nice? What do you have for us tonight?
You tell me. What's the topic, nigga? Because this swine flu shit is everywhere.
Well, I mean, it must be it must be devastating to you, because you know.
Oh no, I keep pork on my fork, nigga. Please. I keep pork on my fork. I was not aware. I was like, oh, they calling this shit. I swear to God, the first right when this shit first broke, I was like, I'm gonna get three niggas calling me, talking about, can we still eat pork? And sure as shit, two niggas called me in 5 minutes, like, yo, son, you can't eat pork. I was like, you's a dumb motherfucker, man. Shout out. We do got the swine flu defense kits. We selling masks and Purell bottles and a nice little Ziploc gift bag set for $15 on the corner right now.
Yeah, but did you have rubber gloves on when you put them together? Were you wearing proper protection?
Of course. But, yo, son, let me tell you where that shit came from, though. We was in, where was he the other day? Oh, we went back to Popeye's, you know, after they ran out of free chicken and they had nothing else to sell, right?
Uh-huh.
There was a niggas in Popeye's selling regular, just those hardware store fucking ventilation masks, and he wrote swine flu stopper on them for $5 each. I said, this is some enterprising shit right here. Yo, black people stay enterprising. Y'all was like, yo, let me step my game up. So, yeah, we bought the medical joints, and we bought Mad Purell, which the fucking CVS. Dude, you know CVS raised the price on that shit?
Of course, why wouldn't you? I mean, when the asbestos and anthrax were flying, you know, it was all flying through the air, duct tape and plastic, you know, was more expensive than ever.
I don't understand how the little 99-cent bottle of Purell went from 99 cents to $3.99. I'm like, wait a minute, is this shit $4?
Can I point something out right now, Mike Nice? I just want to say that Germ Freak has been completely silent since we picked up your call.
Yeah, I already expected that. I mean, he ain't doing his job any goddamn way. He might as well let me do it.
Frank, what do you have to say to that?
see, that nigga coughed at me. That's swine flu. No, hold on. Did he just cough?
He did. I asked him what he thought of it, and he just coughed. Frank, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Why aren't you addressing Mike Nice?
Oh, Mike Nice? How you doing, Mike? What's going on?
Oh, man, that's cold. That is straight up cold.
Mike, what's going on, man? You know, you didn't give him his proper introduction, so I didn't know it was him. You know, the man without a government name.
Well, I know. We all know that.
You hear this fuckery? You hear this? But if Mr. Shy City called, he would have been fucked. He would have been knee pad up. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
He would have been down on knee pads.
Mr. Shy City, man.
Yeah, and he even gets the accent down. He does an impersonation of him. He calls him Mr. Shy City. Is what he calls
him. Yo, word. Yo. But real talk, tell that nigga to holler at me, because if you don't want to do them Animal Planet voiceovers, I got like 10 niggas lined up who could use that work.
Honestly, if you want to hear the interview, it's on DJNewStyleShow.com under the sample clips, Mr. Shy City interview. Who wouldn't want to be the voice of a meerkat or whatever? If Animal Planet calls and says, listen, there's an animal we want you to do the voice for, and we decided to use just some random person from YouTube, you're an idiot if you don't accept it. I mean, at least I think. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going through your head. So, Mike Nice, what's really going on beyond the swine flu, beyond all that, beyond KFC selling grilled chicken? What's going on with you?
I mean, don't even talk to me about that goddamn travesty.
Why? You can get a basket full of chicken breasts.
The fake terrorist attack, huh?
You can get a bucket full of nice, healthy chicken breasts with skin on them.
Yo, I mean, I don't eat Yardbird, nigga. I told you, me and Yardbird don't go together.
The thing is, though, they want to make it a little healthy, but they sell it with skin. They can't go entirely healthy. They can't go all in on the grilled chicken. But you don't eat yard birds. Since when? You were talking about churches and all that stuff and the chicken nuggets that you eat and all that.
I never, that's different. I fuck with a four piece, but yard bird, nah.
Really? Like if it's on the bone, no way. But you'll eat chunks.
No, y'all, no, that's just Popeyes. Like I eat fried chicken, but I just don't eat it from certain spots.
Oh, I see.
Do you eat it from Kennedy Fried Chicken?
No, only Obama Fried Chicken. What's wrong with you?
Oh my God, I don't know. I don't know. My
isn't
nice
fried chicken all created equal?
You a damn lie. Stop talking to me. You was better off just not talking.
No, he's good like that. He just wants to know. He's very curious. And Frank, you are a damn fool if you think that all fried chicken is created
chicken
equal.
Chicken is chicken.
It's not. Yo, there's goddamn there's recipes.
Oh, really? Word? Yo, see, all right, go eat some bird with avian flu. Go eat a fucking chicken with avian flu and tell me that shit's made the goddamn same.
You know, now, Frank, did you
avian fucking flu?
Were you,
do you like dark meat?
I want to ask you something, Frank. Were
hey,
you
yo,
were
pause.
You as caught up
with the avian flu as you were with the as you are now with the swine flu?
Oh, first of all, don't forget. Hold on, don't forget. The West Nile. Remember that shit 2 years ago? The mosquito shit, and we had SARS before that. I swear the government be lying.
Yeah, encephalitis.
SARS didn't kill me. West Nile didn't kill me. An avian flu didn't kill me. So fuck this bullshit.
Yeah, I was eating chocolate covered bacon when I found out about the swine flu.
And fried hamburgers and shit.
I have a mouthful of chocolate covered bacon, and they're telling me I could die from contact with pigs. And I'm just staring at my TV. What?
Just yeah, I was eating a pork sandwich when that shit first broke on the news. I was like, swine. I was like, mm-hmm. Because I keep talking.
It's the perfect food. It's the perfect animal. If I had to choose one animal.
Let me go to Quick Check and get a pork roll, egg, and cheese just to make sure everything was all kosher.
Like, whenever anything goes off the market, people rush the stores just to get some. Mike Nice was going to every Quick Check to make sure he could get every piece of pork roll they had. Meanwhile, you could just buy a stack of it and cut it yourself, but.
Yeah, pork rolls.
Yeah. So, what's new with you, Mike Nice? It's been a little bit of a while since you've called in. Anything new going on?
Nah, you know me. I'm hiding out in these Twitter streets right now. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's on my ass.
I am one of your followers, and you.
Yeah, but you don't never be responding to my shit. Oh my bad, you got a job.
Well, you
are
write,
you unemployed?
The thing is, I'll read your Twitter, and it's always like some kind of a response to someone I don't know or some rapper telling them like, "Yo, you seen the shit 50 did?" and then there's no response from them. Like, what are you expecting? Do you really think the real Talib Kweli is going to fucking respond to you?
First of all, I don't hit up rappers. I hit up video vixens and porn stars. Shout out, who was it, Jenna Hayes who hit me back? Oh, yeah, she sent me her BlackBerry email in the DM.
Sasha Gray.
Yo, matter of fact, DM Tegan. Is the new Twitter. Like, I don't even say all the hot shit on Twitter. I just say the hot shit in a DM.
Tell anybody
listening, if you want to follow the kid, hit the kid up. You can follow the kid at TheKingM1 on Twitter. You already know what that is. KingM1. You know what I'm saying? Hit that shit up.
Yeah.
Shout out DJ Newstyle on Twitter.
See, now the only DM that Frank knows is a certain formula of Robitussin. DM, Frank, is a way to directly message somebody on Twitter. You can send them a little private note. And apparently, Mike Nice, you use this to communicate to some bitches, basically.
Porn stars and video vixens. Hell yes. And Twitter floors. That's a combination of slut and whore. Slore. S-L-O-R-E. Slore.
Yes. We are fully aware of the newly termed slore. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, I haven't got involved in the Twitter thing yet. So
you must be a Facebook.
I'm not up
man.
On the DM.
Yeah, he does the Facebook. I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's not good money. No. That's not good money at all.
The thing is, it's all gonna go away. All of it is gonna go away. People are gonna get tired of being connected to everybody.
I'm tired of it already.
I'm getting tired of it right now. I've limited it to just promoting stuff that I do. And occasionally communicating with a few people. That's it. It's a little bit of a job unto itself. You make sure this is fucking updated.
Young, like watch when Twitter hits like 100 million users, then I'll fall back. But right now it's kind of a little cool. You know, until Oprah showed her fat ass up. You know, what I'm saying killed the service about like two and a half weeks or whatever. But like right now it's cool. But you know what I mean. Other than that,
honestly,
when Twitter has 100 million users, yeah, I'm out. Bro, I'm gonna be on that next shit.
Let me ask you something, Mike Nice. What the fuck could Oprah possibly write that would be interesting when she has a fucking national venue of a fucking popular show to say whatever she wants? What the fuck more do you have to say that you have to write fucking tweets?
But I mean, I don't follow the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Pound
you do.
Oprah,
oh, you know you do.
If you know what a hashtag is, shout out hashtags.
Mike Nice, let me ask you something. Is it, because I'm a white man, I don't know. Is it a goal, an underlying goal of every person in your community to have sex with Oprah Winfrey? Is it something like, if you could, you definitely would? Oprah Winfrey. Is that like reaching the top? Sure, you can DM.
Getting Oprah pregnant, so she got to come up off that chest up money. Hell yes.
But like,
impregnating yes.
So it would give you no cred to have said that I've banged Oprah.
Nah, not unless you get her pregnant, dog. It's all about getting the chest up money.
I would think that would give you a little more leverage or a little more standing in the crowd. If you've banged Oprah Winfrey and then some guy that from work or whatever. It's just like, fuck the Frogurt lady in the food court or whatever. And that's all he's done.
Like, the thing about Oprah is that people just look at it for her money. Like, people, dudes don't look at it like, yo, I'm gonna smash Oprah. Like, nah. I mean, that bitch got $1.2 billion, nigga.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Nigga, same. All right, let me ask you a question. If you banged John Kelly's wife, would you say the same shit? No, you know why you want to fuck John Kelly's wife? Because her last name is Hines, nigga. Every time somebody order french fries, cha-ching, 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 nigga.
Yeah, but no,
that's that ketchup money.
But I think if I were to tell my friends that, yeah, I fucked Teresa Hines Carey, it would be somewhat impressive.
I've always preferred Del Monte Catsup.
Why? Oh, see? Yo, Frank is an idiot that preferred the catsup that's spelled C-A-T-S-U-P, catsup.
That's why, like, I say what? Catsup. Del Monte catsup is much better.
It's nice
and
idiot.
It's watery. Nice and watery.
I hate a watery ketchup. I need it to be...
I need that plump. Pause. No homo, just in case. Ketchup.
Michael, do you dip your french fries in mayonnaise?
Hey, yo, don't be calling me out my name. Hey, yo, don't be calling niggas out their name. You don't know me like that. Pause.
Okay. Mike, do you ever dip your french fries in mayonnaise?
What am I, fucking, who does that shit? The Dutch? The Hoogan flogging motherfuckers? This ain't no purple, this ain't fucking Pulp Fiction, nigga. Nah, I don't do that shit. I ain't no pregnant lady. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Thank you.
I will put sweet and sour sauce on them shit. Like, you go to McDonald's, you order a 4-piece with the extra sweet and sour. Yeah, I put sweet and sour on my shit, but mayonnaise?
Is sweet and sour your favorite dipping sauce?
No, motherfucker, honey mustard is. What black person like sweet and sour?
I like the hot mustard, actually, and I'll mix it with the sweet and sour.
Nah, this ain't Chinese food, nigga. Like, let me get a little duck sauce and hot mustard. Fuck out of here.
I don't know. I think I'm more likely to mix sauces to create a super sauce. Or
sour.
A super sauce.
Whatever, yeah. Just make sure the motherfuckers have that shit when you go there.
Well, I mean, you need to create, like, a trough in order to dip. Those little fucking, you know, one nugget containers is just, you know, it's not...
The nugget's bigger than a dipping cup!
It is! It's fucking frustrating! I have to take my fucking nugget bin and use the lid to just create a big fucking sauce trough.
What did we do before we had these... Before we had these dipping cups, what did we use to dip?
I don't know!
First of all, y'all taking the whole backwards approach. What you're supposed to do is peel off the top of the dipping sauce, pour it in your mouth, pause, and then... Pause, ayo, no homo, just in case. If you listen, then I'm not trying to be arrested by the @PausePolice on Twitter. If you're not following them, please follow them already, @PausePolice. It's a problem with the Twitter street.
Let me ask you something, Mike. Nice. Sorry, I almost used the name Mike. I don't want to be chastised like you did our boy Germ Freak Dirty here. What is your favorite shape of McDonald's chicken nugget?
The ones that look like the Buddha Italy. The ones that look like Italy. These are the hot ones, nigga. Those are the two that you could actually dunk. You know what I'm saying? You could dunk it,
you get
enough sauce on it.
You get a handle, and you could scoop. The round ones, mm-hmm. while they are tastier, you can't get much on it.
Yeah, give me the boot ones. The boot ones is the hot shit. No, I don't like them fucking round shit. That's why I don't eat the Burger King ones. Like, I mean, the Burger King ones is cool, but don't give me no for the crown pieces.
And it's fucking breadcrumbs. The breading is just fucking breadcrumbs, the Burger King chicken tenders. If it's called tenders and not nuggets, it's fucking shit. Just give it up. The fucking battle for best chicken nugget.
Shout out to chicken fries.
No. Chicken fries. They're awful. We know they're just nuggets.
Them chicken fries is top 10.
They've duped you into thinking that, they're nothing. There's something more than a nugget. It's just a long nugget.
Say what you want.
You can't dip them deep enough. You have to fold them in half and dip. And create some kind of, like, a fucking sauce membrane.
That's why you're using the wrong approach. You got to pour the sauce directly in your mouth, pause. And then you eat the fucking chicken fry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Mike.
Or you can be real niggardly and just suck it up, pause, with a straw.
Just fucking disgusting. Just fucking disgusting. You're giving me indigestion.
I was doing that shit in McDonald's yesterday. Using the one in New York on, what's that, 14th?
I don't
14th and 8th? Yeah, 14th and 8th.
Are you whistling, Frank? What's the story?
Nothing, just...
Are you bored?
No.
Hey, why don't you say it to his fucking face?
Well, it seems like everything, everything in Michael Nice's repertoire involves fast food restaurants.
No, it doesn't.
It's one of the most important things in America right now. Sure, I know we're fighting a war on a few fronts.
I mean, how much can we talk about dipping sauces?
I think till the cows come home. Honestly, why don't we have beef nuggets? Why didn't they create fucking beef nuggets? What's this? Why can we only dip chicken pieces? Why can't I have little chunks of cow? Fucking deep fried and breaded, like a you know.
Have you ever had popcorn chicken?
Popcorn chicken's good. I mean, but you know what? You're gonna go popcorn meat. You're gonna go shrimp.
Exactly.
Sea pork.
Popcorn shrimp. Now that's
Yeah. All right. Frank, I don't understand why you're groaning, you're moaning.
No, I dropped my thing.
It's every single time he speaks.
Hey, yo, I gotta get off the phone with you niggas because this shit is getting real gay. So pause.
All right, Mike Nice. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it greatly. Mike Nice, the King M1 on Twitter. He claims to be the King M, but he's the first one to be the King M. I don't know, Frank. So what else is going on here, Frank? What do you got for us?
Oh, new style, new style, new style, new style.
Is that how you initiate a topic or a segment? Is just
whatever. All right, go ahead. What's next?
Do you fucking listen to anything I say? Do you ever fucking listen to anything I say? Do you ever really listen to anything I say? When I ask you, so what's going on, and you meet it with, so what's going on, you're fucking not connecting on the conversation.
I lost my fucking thing over here. All right, go ahead. All right, what's next?
Also, by the way, I'd like to point out, thank you, Barb, for pointing it out. You don't have a cam right now. Where the fuck is your cam?
I couldn't think. First of all, here the Ustream, Hear Us Talk thing is all frigged up.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a camless germ freak. Who's this?
VM Messenger, what's up?
VM Messenger, what's going on, buddy? Wes, how are you? Oh, Jesus. Frank can't be bothered to talk to fucking people on the phone.
I was getting excited about something.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You know, I just want to say... Wes, please, I'm giving you your introduction, for Christ's sake. A lot of people don't know this, but Wes is originally from Tennessee, but now he lives in Virginia. What's up, Wes?
I think you say it every time he calls in.
Why do you hate black people, Frank?
Whoa, Jesus. Frank does not hate black people. Frank actually is very, very intrigued and loves black people, I think.
Why do you hate Mike Nice?
He hates Mike Nice. I can definitely get that sense. What's your problem?
Mike Nice. I just, sometimes I can't keep up with his train of thought, that's all.
Okay.
You're very ugly to him when he was on the phone.
You were being rude.
I apologize.
You were fucking whistling. Do you understand? On a talk show where we have a caller calling in, you were fucking whistling as we were having a conversation.
I apologize. I didn't know not what came over me.
Okay, you didn't know what came over you. That's fine. That's very acceptable, mature, and all that. Fine. Thank you, Wes, for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, Ken, every time you say the phone number and I get
316-768-4472. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the star of City Dragon, the star of Kung Fu Assassins, the man, the myth, the legend, Stan Durain. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing, sir? It's a pleasure.
Sorry for calling you late.
That's okay. It's okay. We're able to flow. We're able to roll with the punches. I guess that's a suitable phrase to say to you. For those who don't know you, let me give you a brief explanation. Stan Durain goes by the name in his first movie, MC Kung Fu. He's a martial artist, a rapper, an actor. And, he's a very genuinely funny and nice guy. And he agreed to do an interview on our show after I, kind of fell into watching his movie from Netflix. I contacted him, and here he is today. Stan, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Sorry about that. I kind of gave you a really shitty intro, and it's my fault.
I can't tell you enough how great it is to have you on here.
We are just a group of us are just totally obsessed with your movie. I'm not into that type of genre, but I was glued to it from beginning to end. Talking about City Dragons, thanks. Of course.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now the thing is, when you say genre, it's really just an amalgamation of a few. You've taken hip hop and rap, coupled it with the likes of a martial arts movie. You've thrown in some very dramatic moments, and you've even peppered in some comedy there to bring us City Dragon. Now, what led you to combining all of these things? How did you come up with the idea for City Dragon? Oh boy, Stan, are you there? Fucking fantastic! Oh, I think we lost him. Let me call him again. Holy shit. Oops, oops, oops. I didn't mean to hang. I think I hung up on him. Oh, please don't go to your voicemail.
Hello?
Stan, how are you? Sorry, it looks like we lost you. Are you there,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm here.
What we wanted to know is, how did you come up with the idea to mix rap and martial arts in City Dragon?
You know, I'm just a fan of hip hop and rap, and you know, I've taken martial arts, kung fu, karate, and boxing, wrestling, and I've always been a big Bruce Lee fan.
Okay.
So, you know, I think a lot of movies that I've seen are boring and not entertaining, so I wanted to come up with something that I could just throw a mixture of a bunch of things together and make something entertaining. So I wrote the original. This is what happened. I decided to be an actor all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I went to an acting school and for 1 year. My plan was go to acting school for 1 year and then write a play, produce it, write it, star in it, and then make it into a movie.
Oh, okay.
Within a year, and that's exactly what happened. So a producer guy who had made a movie before, Phil Phillips, he saw the play, and he's a rapper too, producer, writer, director, and I wrote the original script, but then he wanted to put some of his writing in there, and he's a very funny guy, so I let him put some of his writing in there, and together we made the movie.
Yeah, so you guys put it together. I didn't know it was initially a play. Now, was this a local play? I mean, something as part of a your acting class that you said that you took for a year?
No, we did the play in Hollywood. I wrote the play, and then I think it was there for just like a few weeks. And the goal was for a producer to see it and want to make it into a movie. And normally, that's not the way that these things are done.
Yeah,
but that's what happened. And it all worked out. And
that's pretty good. I have to say,
it was lucky. It was lucky that he showed up because you know Phil Phillips is a very funny guy.
Yeah, he played the role of Filthy, the rapper who ends up getting stabbed by a man who was standing next to him during a fight. I'd like to point out that a lot of the commenters on clips that I've seen on the internet, they've been very, very negative. Now, for those who haven't seen it, City Dragon is a very low-budget film. Obviously, there's going to be some continuity errors. There's going to be some... Hello?
Hello? Hello? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. City Dragon is a very, very low-budget movie, but you guys made do with what you had. And
yeah.
Some... I'm sorry, I'm just a little bit flustered. I've never talked to a major celebrity, and I was a little bit thrown off there when I heard talk to you later. I thought you were giving us the brush off, Stan.
No, no, no. I'm not, and I don't think of myself as a major celebrity, but this summer I'm planning on filming a film with Jenna Jameson and Vern Troyer. They're signed to the next movie.
Wow.
It's called War of the Dragon.
That's really good. I mean, you
well,
think
I'm
about it.
Writer, director.
So you started out...
Martial art.
Oh, so you started out as a martial artist. Now, how long have you been doing, I guess it's Kung Fu is your specialty?
Yeah, well, I did different martial arts for about 3 years.
Okay.
You know, Aikido and, you know, some Kung Fu and some other stuff.
All right.
And I was always a big fan of Bruce Lee. And, you know, as you saw in the movie, I'm kind of like him in some ways, but Bruce Lee's the best.
Yeah.
So then, as a kid, I would always pretend and play like I'm Bruce Lee, you know.
Yeah.
But with this movie, I just wanted to throw a bunch of things together to entertain in different ways.
Now, you are somebody who is an actor and a martial artist. There are a few of those that we've seen in some other movies. A lot of rumors surrounding those guys to say that they're not as real or authentic as they may be. Anybody who's seen City Dragon and has seen you pick up a set of nunchucks to let off some steam after a battle knows that you're the real deal. Now, what are your opinions on some of the people that might not be as real? Do you have any guess as to who might not be as true to martial arts as they claim?
Well, you know what? I don't like to put other martial artists down. I think Jet Li is really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorites that's out there right now.
Yeah.
There's really not a lot of them right now, to be honest. Van Damme is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he does movies that go to video, you know, and it does well foreign. I guess he ran into some problems and stuff. But there's not a lot of martial arts stars out there right now. So after City Dragon, I took, in 95, I took an 11-year break, and then I decided to come back. I made Kung Fu Assassins, which should be coming out this summer.
Okay.
And then I plan on filming the Jenna Jameson, Vern Troyer, the Mini-Me guy. I got
now,
them signed
are
to
these
the next
other...
movie this summer.
Sorry about that, Stan. Are the next two movies that are coming out, is it the same character that you're playing in these other two movies?
No. It's not the same kind of... There's not the rhyming, you know, and stuff like that. I plan on... If I can make the time, I'd like to make City Dragon 2.
Get out of here! City Dragon 2, you're going to make a sequel?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Nice.
Later this year.
Now, who from the cast?
With more money, though. With more money.
There you go.
with more money this time.
What?
You know, see, a lot of people don't understand something.
Okay.
You know, City Dragon was made. Yes, it was a little budget, but it was a movie that was played, you know, on the major video chains, video stores. You know, all over the world, foreign, and even on cable TV.
Yeah.
So for something that was so low budget, it did very well.
It did very well, absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, considering, I found it on Netflix. I mean, you know how many people use Netflix? They can just go right now, type in City Dragon, add it to their queue, and they can be watching it tomorrow. You know, I mean, it is a pretty big thing. And to consider where you came from with such a low budget movie, now you're working with... You know, major players in Hollywood like Jenna Jameson and Vern Troyer. It's going to be an obvious progression. It was a good foundation to your acting career. Now you say that you're considering a sequel. Who from the original cast would come back? Now I understand that at the end of City Dragon, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but there is a death. Let's just say there is a death in the movie.
That person. That person, God rest his soul, did die a few years back.
The actor?
The actor. And a really good guy, Jay Heron. And I found out about it after the fact. But a
That's
good
a,
guy,
upsetting.
I think he died of some kind of disease or something. But a really good actor and a really good guy. If that wasn't true, I would definitely want to bring him back.
Yeah.
You know, he did the play with me, too. And when he did the play, then I asked him if he wanted to be in the movie, and I put him in the movie, too.
Well, now, for those who don't know, the character he played was John, the possessive, abusive boyfriend. We have a clip from City Dragon I'd like to play. It's basically John and his girlfriend at the time having a bit of a conversation. So if you would just be so kind as to take a listen. It's loading. This is fantastic. Here we go. Just a little.
Do you have to, what's
that today? I'm done. Yo, Tina. Hey. Is class over so soon?
No, Vicky and I were just talking before class.
Yeah, look, can I talk to you a second about that? I thought I asked you. I don't want you hanging out with that oversexed bimbette, remember?
Vicky is my best friend. Can I have girlfriends? Jeez, I can't be with you all the time.
Hey, come on. Let's go do something.
No, just go already. God, you're smothering me. I need air, okay?
You know something? You got a big fucking mouth. You got a big fucking mouth, and you got to learn to shut it. Now, you're the woman, and I'm the man.
Oh, God, I love
this. You get that straight, or else.
Or else what? You going to beat me again, huh? Just get away from me.
Uh-oh.
You just be thankful there are people around. I'm going to see you after class. You better be here.
There it is. Honestly, no offense to you, Stan. I have to say, it's upsetting to hear that he has passed on, because he was probably my favorite character in the movie.
Yeah, and a good guy.
Yeah.
A really good guy.
Yeah, well, I mean...
A quality actor. A lot of the stuff in there was like, you know, we're trying to entertain and the rhyming and everything, but he brought a dramatic element that was important to the character.
Was the movie essentially scripted? Was there any ad-libbing involved? How did that take out?
Everything was pretty much scripted. There might have been a little improv, but pretty much by the script. You know, I just, for some reason, I just decided, you know, that what about some characters that spoke in rhymes?
Yeah.
You know, and then have them as playboys. And then have some good-looking girls, and I had to throw my martial arts in there, and I threw it all together, and I wrote it.
And those fight scenes, I mean, you know, that's the you're the real deal. I mean, you know, you're the real deal. You're not just, you know, somebody who's playing a martial artist. You're a martial artist in real life. You know what I mean? So that makes it even more authentic.
Yeah. Now,
I choreographed the fight scenes. I had some assistants, but. You know, it was pretty much, you know, for the most part, I was the one. Because I wanted, like, a Bruce Lee-type style, you know, with the nunchucks also, too.
Yeah.
Because really, there's nobody doing nunchucks.
That's true. There is no more badass weapon that you can exhibit in Kung Fu than nunchucks. When you see somebody flipping them and doing all the I don't know any of the terms for it. When I call it flipping them, swinging them around and screaming, why would you approach that guy? For example, there was a scene where your pregnant wife in the movie wanted some ice cream, a very common request from pregnant women, and you, the doting husband, decided to go get an ice cream cone that you would walk back to her, and you ate a little bit of it, and then all of a sudden you were jumped by a bunch of people, and nunchucks appeared, and you basically destroyed 12 people in a parking lot, and then you left the cone on the ground. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's no good anymore.
but why get a cone? Why get a cone?
Well, I get a pint.
You
took a little lick of the cone before you sat down on the ground. I just, you know, I thought that, you know, if you had asked them if you could just finish the cone, you know, this way you can.
Yeah, the angry mob would stop while you eat your ice cream cone.
Well,
I don't think so.
There's no time when they want to beat you up. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, what are you going to do? And then, you know, you know, you just had a fight. You're not going to go back in the store and get another cone. And then who knows if the cop shows up. So,
you know,
you just want to leave.
And the thing is, when you get back, she's not even mad. She has sex with you. Which, I gotta say, I don't think would happen. If your pregnant wife says, go get ice cream, and you come back, she's not gonna put whipped cream on you and suck it off. But, I do have...
Well, we didn't have sex, she just, you know...
She took care of business.
She just sprayed some whipped cream on me, and then we just were being playful.
But we
didn't have any sex.
Well, it's implied that your character's got a little frisky. But that's okay. Yeah. Married couple.
It was more of like a friend. You know, we were like kind of messing around with the whipped cream spraying and stuff like that.
Of course. But, now, I have a few observations. I've seen City Dragon at this point 6 times. I watched it, and I knew I had to watch it with people. So I've watched it with several different sets of people, and there are a few things that I need to point out, that things that I've learned. I've learned that Ray, the character in the movie, apparently is only able to win a fight once he's removed his lightweight black tank top. I've noticed that.
That's not required, but that's just what happened.
Now, I've noticed in some of
with me, I'm a big Bruce Lee fan.
Okay.
And Bruce Lee did a lot of that. So that's kind of where that came from. If you watch Bruce Lee,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of what he did, and he's like my idol to me.
It's true. I mean, it's like
it's kind of, the movie's kind of campy, you know. Oh. It's a campy type of, you know, thing. So there's things like that just happened, but that was mainly out of a Bruce Lee type of a thing.
Absolutely. It's a kind of a tribute to, you know, the man that got you more interested into martial arts, the guy that you looked up to and admired.
The movie was made, you know, the goal was to entertain and to give you a good time and entertain in different ways, and we accomplished that. A lot of people were very entertained. You know, there are people that didn't understand some things and thought it was, you know, that just bad filmmaking or whatever. But, you know, a lot of stuff that was done, it was done for a reason, you know. And we accomplished our goal of entertaining people. And that's what we wanted to do, which most movies, I think, don't do.
I mean, most of the critics on the sites, the YouTubes and all that, they may say that this is terrible, but they'll say it is entertaining. I didn't think it was terrible. I was highly entertained by it. I encourage everybody to watch City Dragon because, I mean, I learned such things as the true way to get women is to constantly rhyme. And similarly, rhyming can also be used to dismiss women, even in handwritten form. So if you rhyme all the time, why not carry it out to your handwriting and leave it for a woman that you've had sex with for 2 days straight? So that she can eventually be so pissed off to call you a rhyming fuck. That was the best.
You know, there's probably nobody who really is like that. And just like I said, I created that character, you know, as a character to entertain.
Yep.
And that's what happened.
It's true. And it is entertaining. And I'm just taking a look at some of the things that I kind of, I love about the movie. When I say the guy rhymed all the time, I'm not saying it was a poor plot point or something that makes the movie, you know, anything less than what it is. I think it's something that is unique. Obviously, nobody goes around rhyming everything they say. Just like, you know, obviously there isn't a guy in a black helmet with a red light sword that is primarily robot parts in Star Wars. You know, like none of that's real either. So you can kind of suspend your disbelief, pretend that Ray exists, a guy who raps, a guy who is a martial artist, and then somewhere down the line, we find out that all of a sudden, he's a tax professional. He works in an office environment. We open the movie, he's in a really badass fight with a, I guess I can only determine that they're a Hispanic gang, beats them all up, and then later on in the movie, he's working in a cubicle. He's a guy of many dimensions, and it's part of what makes the movie endearing. Now, was it a decision from the beginning to give him a day job? Oh, I think we lost him again. Hold on. Holy shit. My phone sucks. I'm trying to get him back. Yeah, we're just, you know. Yeah. Oh. This is fantastic. Watch him not take our call now. Uh-oh.
You've reached the office of...
Oh, no! Oh, no! Let's see if we can call him again. Frank, what are you thinking of this so far?
Right now, I'm just cringing.
I'm cringing beyond belief. This is nerve-wracking, to say the least.
You're starstruck.
I am absolutely starstruck. Here we go. I'm going to answer that, and I'm going to hang this up. Okay. Hi, you're on the DJ Newstyle Show. Who's this? Oops.
You've reached the office of staff at All Colors Entertainment at the beach.
Oh, my God.
Your name, your number, and your message, and I will get back to you.
Yeah, all right. So, Stan, if you're out there, you need to call us. I can't believe this is going on right now. Frank, what would you say? I'm starstruck?
You're flustered. I've never seen you like this with anybody. And you're a little bewildered. You know, when this guy first came on, I wasn't sure if he was that character in real life. I was expecting to hear some like a Nipsey Russell type of thing.
Nipsey Russell?
Well, you know, somebody who's rhyming all the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I thought that he was that person in real life, you know, and that just is a test of how good his acting skills are.
Yeah. I mean,
I wish I could tell him that.
I so do I. I'm trying to text him and tell him to call back. This is embarrassing. Here we go. Let's see who this is. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stan Drain. I got cut off.
Yeah, you did, Stan. Thanks for calling back.
Thanks for calling back. We were like...
I was sweating bullets, Stan. I was sweating bullets.
Stan, we were talking about the fact that, you know, before you came on here, and this is a test to how well I think your acting skills are, we weren't sure if you were that guy in the movie in real life. You know, we weren't sure if you were going to, you know, be coming on this interview, you know, rhyming everything. And that's just – that's how taken I am with this character. And it's just a sign of how good of an acting job you did on that. You're totally
who do you know talks and rhymes? You know, it's a character.
I guess you're right, but it's you know, you did such a good job. You were so believable that, you know, it's just props to the job that you did in the movie.
Well, and also too, you know, I'm more in a serious mood. I've been going through some drama in my life right now, so, you know, I'm more serious than I usually am. But well, you know, I committed to this interview, so, you know, I wanted to go through with it.
Well, I appreciate it. I just want to again say that I'm psyched for your upcoming release, Summer. When can you say it's going to be out? This is Kung Fu Assassins.
We're supposed to be filming in the summer. War of the Dragon, Jenna Jameson, Vern Troyer. It's basically this movie about my character and a psychic are trying to find the murderers of our mothers. And there's like about 20 martial arts fight scenes. There's comedy. There's a ton of beautiful, you know, and mixture of, you know, comedy, action, drama, it's a very interesting script.
Okay. Now,
the last movie that I finished, Kung Fu Assassins, probably more campy, that closer to City Dragon as far as, you know, more comedy.
Okay.
That one should be coming out in the summer. It's basically about, you know, I got some publicity out of this movie from the Howard Stern Show. In fact, there were articles, if you check the internet, that Howard Stern is mad at me. Because basically the movie's about this middle-aged radio DJ, shock jock,
yeah,
who dumps his wife and starts dating all these beautiful babes.
And not even that, not just that similarity. He left his cushy job to set out on his own. He's mad at his ex-boss. And also, his name is Howie. The character's name is Howie.
Yeah, so... You know, I put some similarities in there and stuff, but I, you know,
just a few.
It's not a biography, but, you know, it creates publicity and it creates attention, and that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
To get things publicized. But it's an entertaining movie, and it should be out this summer. Kung Fu Assassins, the movie.com, and also City Dragon is for sale there too. I'm taking pre-orders on,
okay,
on Kung Fu Assassins, because it should be coming out in the summer.
I see.
City Dragon's also available too. I'm also thinking of doing some City Dragon t-shirts, posters, and stuff like that also.
I'm in, and I encourage everybody to get it. If you're going to pre-order Kung Fu Assassins, why don't you pick up a copy of City Dragon as well? You're going to enjoy both of them. Get some t-shirts. Get all the merchandise. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, here's an idea. Why don't you sell a City Dragon black tank top so that people could pretend that they are Rey? They can carry their own ice cream cones, set them down on the ground, and then beat up their family.
Yeah. I got some stuff planned with that, and City Dragon 2, I've got an idea of what that's going to be about.
Now,
everything works out, I might start filming that later this year.
Now, what can you tell us about City Dragon 2? I mean, we know how it ended. It ended happily. Your wife and your wife's child, that people didn't know this. A lot of people don't catch this. The child is the ex-boyfriend's baby. Now,
yeah.
Do you find that a lot of people miss that fact?
I from some of the comments that I'm hearing, I think so, you know. But you know what's understandable? Because when she says the line, that she's pregnant, it's John's baby, but he doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
But her head is kind of down. See, what happened is when we were going to film that scene, we had gotten the black baby.
All right.
But then something happened where the baby couldn't show up.
Oh, so...
Then we had to, we had to get a white baby. So then we got the white baby. And so then you had to throw that line in there saying that, but it's John's baby and he doesn't know it. Otherwise, but if you don't catch that line, most people are going to be thinking, what's going on here? And I think some people missed it.
Well, I mean, I think it was good that it was John's baby because he was obsessed with Tina to the point where he said that the two of them were like a hammer and a nail. And we have another clip here I'd like to play. Quick one.
Tina, we are like a hammer and a nail. Baby, we belong together.
I don't know anymore, John. I mean, I was thinking maybe we need to split.
Don't you forget who's the hammer.
God, that guy's the best.
Women, I tell you, sometimes you just need a few smacks to keep your ass in line.
Enough!
What? What?
just enough. God.
She had to get out of there. It's a very plausible fix to the film to say that it is his child and he doesn't know. I have seen some of the comments where people are saying it's stupid. The baby's white. How could it possibly be a white baby?
Yeah.
But you did fix it up pretty well. I guess you thought on your feet. You couldn't get the black baby. You got a baby. You worked it into the story.
Well, we had the black baby, but then, what can we do if, for some reason, they don't bring the black baby?
Yeah, exactly.
So we got a replacement white baby, and then we had to throw that, in post-production, we had to throw that line down while her head is kind of down. So I think that's why some people missed it.
I mean, the whole baby thing, you don't ever see that in a martial arts film. There was a lot of drama, very dramatic moments in this movie. One of them is when Tina finds out she's pregnant and she goes home to tell her father, and it's a really deep scene. I'd actually like to play the dialogue there. This is a conversation she had with her papa, as she calls him, right here.
I'm pregnant, Papa.
What?
I'm pregnant, Papa.
No, Tina.
The guy's the best.
Yes, Papa.
I can't believe this. I'm working two jobs just to get you through college. What did you do?
No, I could never do anything right in your eyes.
Don't give me that sob sister stuff. You screwed me as an embryo. Now you want to screw me as an adult.
What do you mean I screwed you as an embryo?
I got your mama pregnant my last year in pre-med school. Your grandpa was paying my medical tuition.
But he took all that away as soon as he found your mother was pregnant. My dream of being a doctor was gone.
And you blame me all these years?
I break my back. I lose my dream, and what do I get? Another mouth to feed.
Screw you, Papa. I'm gonna have my baby, and I'm not gonna blame him for my life.
You are aborting.
No. Hell no.
Don't make me kick you out of my house, Tina.
You would, wouldn't you?
You are getting an abortion.
Screw you, Papa.
Man.
Get your things. Get your butt out of my house now.
No problem. I'm moving in with Ray.
And then she's out. And you're over there on a couch reading, you know, Ass Kicker Weekly or something, just some magazine. She comes over with a bag. And you know, you open right up to her. You step up, you be a man, and you assume the role. But now, I have to say, as dramatic as that scene was, it wouldn't have been half as good with a different actor. Because that guy was so aloof and able to stay so all about himself that it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who was the man that played Papa?
You know, I forgot his name, but he did a good job. He did a good job in the movie.
He kind of reminds me of the father in the TV show Rock. Like, he's just real, you know, gruff. He doesn't want to hear shit. He doesn't want to be inconvenienced. Oh, Tina, you got... No, Tina! You are aborting! Like, he was so harsh! And it was incredible. I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, we just try to, you know, just throw a bunch of different characters and entertain people, you know, in different types of ways. I like City Dragon. I've seen it many times. But I'm even surprised of if there's kind of like a cult following out there.
There definitely is.
And I wrote it, but at the same time, you know, I'm not saying it's the best movie ever, but it's one thing it is entertaining. But for many people to say it's one of the best or the best movie they've ever seen, I mean, I wouldn't even say that about it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, to get that kind of compliment, that's made me want to make City Dragon 2.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Frank, you're not the type of person to want to watch movies of fiction. Stan, just so you know, Frank is a guy that only watches true stories. I forced him to watch City Dragon. He never watched fictitious movies, right, Frank?
That's correct.
Forced you to watch it. What is your honest review of it?
You forced me to watch it, and I couldn't stop watching it. That was the problem. I was entrenched in the story, and I was very entertained. And you know, regardless of anything, that's the bottom line: is to be amused and to be entertained, regardless of any continuity problems or things of that nature.
We didn't go into this movie trying to make Shakespeare.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? We didn't go in this to try to write something that's going to win the best writing award, you know, because even there's a lot of movies out there that they say the writing is, you know, really great or whatever, but boring as hell. You know, we went into this to want to entertain, and we accomplished that because a lot of people even from other countries, you know, if you look at some of the comments, even from IMDb that I've gotten, that even from the UK, you know, that have seen this movie, and that's the point. We just wanted to entertain people, and I didn't even have plans on making City Dragon 2.
Yep.
But now that I've heard of all these people, you know, liking it,
yeah, because of the following,
I think it's a good idea to make another one, and then. But this time with a lot bigger budget for production value.
Yeah. We do look forward to it, and I'd like to say that, you know, when you do get around to doing that, when you have something else to promote, we'd love to have you on the show again.
And maybe I can put you guys in there in a scene somewhere.
Honestly, that would be,
I like that idea.
That would be the greatest thing that you could
maybe
ever
I'll
do.
Maybe I'll put you in there with a couple hot chicks? Or...
Yeah, in the background. Oh, yeah. I'm a background guy. Put me in the background. Maybe maybe a line. You know, one line. It's okay.
Yeah, or maybe I catch you trying to screw my wife and I beat the shit out of you.
Yes! That would be the greatest move ever. Or if you have someone else that needs to know that they have to get an abortion, I could easily say, you are aborting!
Yeah.
Yes.
You could do that. You know, I mean, see, the thing that, you know, I just like to put characters that people are going to remember. And, for some reason, a lot of people, I mean, it's been 14 years.
Yeah.
And people are still, you know, there's still people out there that have remembered it. And, you know, when it came out on VHS. And, you know, it's out there, DVD, you know, in places, whatever. But the video stores, after 14 years, unless it's a big movie, it's not going to be on the video store shelves anymore. So my plan is to make City Dragon 2 and then repackage City Dragon 1 and some of the uncut, uncensored scenes that nobody's seen that I've been keeping in my vault. Then people can see those things, too.
I definitely think Frank should be in the movie. Frank,
these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Try it again. I want more emotion.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
You see how he delivered that line, Stan? He's perfect for your next film.
I can put you guys, if you want, you know, if money's important, you guys care about money, right? Acting is just acting, right?
Who doesn't care about
you
money?
You guys put you guys in a love scene.
Oh, boy.
You can put him in.
Not with each other, I hope.
You fucking him in the ass.
Well, let me tell you, if that's going to go down, Stan... I won't.
And then
I gotta be a top. I gotta be the top. I'm not gonna be the one getting fucked in City Dragon 3 or whatever. I'm telling you that right now.
Remember, it's just acting.
Yeah, it is.
That doesn't mean you're gay.
It definitely doesn't mean that we're gay. Well, it might mean that Frank's gay. He's getting fucked after all. I can always close my eyes and pretend that I'm somewhere else.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, I appreciate you guys. You know, I haven't sought out any kind of publicity for City Dragon. I kind of, you know, I took an 11-year break from acting,
of course,
you know, for my own personal reasons. But then I got back with Kung Fu Assassins. I'm going to be starting some publicity with the next movie. But you're my first interview ever, and I haven't really sought it out.
Wow!
So you know, I really appreciate you guys. You know, I know this is just internet radio, but there are people that listen to internet radio.
There certainly are.
And you guys are my first interview, so I appreciate you guys spreading the word, and maybe I can do something back for you, and maybe I can slip you a part in there somewhere.
That'd be great. Awesome. You know, that would you don't have to
and
do
then,
anything
you know,
for
after
us.
War of the Dragon comes out, you know. You know, if everything is cool,
maybe we go to the premiere, and maybe
I can convince Jenna Jameson to do something together with us to promote it.
Meth. Yeah, I think it would be great.
I think I've died and gone to heaven right now.
I think that would be awesome. I mean, honestly, you know what would make my day is if you would tell everybody that they're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Tell them that you're Stan Duran, MC Kung Fu. And tell them they're listening to the DJ New Style Show. A little promo.
Hey, everybody. This is Stan Duran, a.k.a. MC Kung Fu from City Dragon, Kung Fu Assassins, and coming up, War of the Dragon, starring Jenna Jameson and Vern Troyer, Mini-Me. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Yes!
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you much, hey, very much.
Listen, guys, you know, I appreciate spreading the word. I'm one of those guys that's loyal. You do me right, I do you right back. So,
and you're very down to earth, and we appreciate that.
I appreciate the fact
that... I appreciate, you know, spreading the word and, you know, whoever is hearing it out there. But the plan is later in the year to really go harder with the publicity, and I'd like to come back. If you have me and maybe I could spread some listeners your way.
I appreciate it, and also thank you for the offer of having Frank get fucked on film. That's the tits.
But it's not going to be in the movie. We're just gonna
put it aside and just put it on the internet for everybody to see.
A nice little leak. Don't worry, Frank. Your eyes will be blurred. Oh, so don't worry.
Yeah, just put on a mask. It's okay.
Yeah, no one will know except that you have obvious birthmarks everywhere.
But I'm serious. You know, maybe I, you know, since you guys are my first interview and you guys sought me out, and that's how you get things done. You got to just do stuff, and you sought me out, and I was keeping low profile, and you found me, and it just happened to be the right time because later this year I'm going to be promoting some other stuff. So I said, hey, why not? Maybe I could slip you guys apart. So let's just keep in touch. You guys got my email, my phone number.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm busy. So, you know, just remind me what I said that, you know, about, seeing if I can get you guys a part in there. I mean, I'm the producer, writer, director.
Sure.
And star. So I carry a lot of the power, of course, but...
Frank enjoys the casting couch, especially. I mean, you should obviously grill him thoroughly, but I am a natural. I have been in such films as none of the above. None.
Stan,
zero.
If that ever came to fruition about, you know, slipping us a little part in the movie, I will die a happy man. I mean that. I live a very mundane life, and that would be just wonderful. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I would, you know... Just remind me, though. Keep tabs with me because there's so many people. You know how many people want to be in movies, and if they don't keep tabs with me, then I could forget. So just keep tabs with me, and we'll see what I could do. I could pull it off.
Well, we'll definitely.
I can think of something. As a writer, I can think of something.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll obviously keep tabs on you. We're getting a lot of feedback right now that people are excited that they can purchase City Dragon. They can pre-order your new movies. They're really looking forward to it. Here we go. We have a caller right here. It's Mike from Queens. Mike, what's going on, buddy? Are you there? Mike from Queens, no go. Try the other name, Mike. Yeah. Hold on. Stan, if you don't mind, we have a very dedicated fan. This is the guy that helps us out that I told you about. He has the actual DVD. When I told him to check out the movie, he wanted to do this. Oh well, we can't get him on. So sorry, Mike from Queens. Stan, thank you very much.
Stan, thanks so much. It was a complete honor to speak with you, and thank you so much.
We're gonna take you out with your song from, what is it? Kung Fu Assassins. Are you there, Mike?
Watermelon.
Yeah, Mike, are you there? No, he's not there. Forget it. I tried to get him on. You know, he's. Oh, Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Stan, sorry. Before you go, this is Mike from Queens. He's one of your biggest fans. Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Stan, it's an honor to talk to you. How are you tonight?
Hey, fine. I'm going through a little drama right now, so I'm a little on the serious side, but hey, I'm hanging it out. I'm committed. I said that it would come on, so I keep my word.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're going through drama, man, but the interview's going great, and I'm really nervous talking to you right now, and I just want to say that I found City Dragon. I found it at a dollar store. I just picked it up on a whim, and out of the five movies I picked up that day, it's the only one that I gave a damn about and watched again and again and again. And I'm glad I got to turn people onto it. And I'm excited to see the new movies you got coming out.
Well, that?
I said I'm excited to see the new movies that you got coming out.
I appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate people that, you know, are loyal followers. And one thing about my movies, you will be entertained.
That's true.
I have no doubt.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much, dude.
Thank you very much, Mike from Queens.
Thank you.
Sorry we had some problems with his connection, Stan. Didn't mean to keep you on. He just really wanted to talk to you. But we're going to take it out with Watermelons from Kung Fu Assassins. Ladies and gentlemen.
KungFuAssassinsMovie.com.
KungFuAssassinsMovie.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Stan Durain, thank you very much for calling the
show. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
We'll keep in touch.
We'll be right back with the DJ News Style Show.
Watermelons, like jiggling jello, girls, can't you see? Let me explain what watermelons are without being crude or going too far. First of all, they can't be small. She must be packing at least a C-bra. Don't get
get me wrong, small can't be nice. Attractive and small sometimes is right. But sorry, girls, I must confess, big watermelons are the best. Some fellas out there disagree, but bodacious tatas is what I need. They bring more to the table, more bounce to the ounce. A lot more jiggle is what it's about.
Watermelons,
the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Watermelons,
like jiggling jello, girls, can't you see?
Watermelons,
makes an ugly girl a beauty queen.
Watermelons.
Yeah, yeah, watermelons. Yeah, yeah, watermelons. I know some girls are disgusted with me, thinking I'm a nasty dog or something. But girls, wait a second, let's be for real. Especially girls with looks to kill. Why you spend hundreds on your looks? Clothes, makeup, shoes, and beauty books. Aerobics, gyms, and exercise classes. Up to date, 90s fashions. Plastic surgery, silicone implants. Mini skirts, high heels, and high pants. G-strings, wigs, tummy tucks. Suck the fat out of your butt. Whether under the knife or all natural, watermelons make fellas fall. I was in the mirror, yeah, yeah. What are you fearing? Yeah, yeah. Busting out with cleavage galore. Face it, baby, you wanna be adored.
Watermelons,
the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Watermelons,
like jiggling jello, girls, can't you see?
Watermelons,
makes an ugly girl a beauty queen.
Watermelons,
let's break it down by body part. From the top of her head is where I start. I love nice hair, it can be cool. I love nice hair, it's sexy too. It's hard to beat a pretty face. I cannot date a monster face. Booty's next, makes me a nut. Ain't nothing like a bubble butt. Next to legs, so smooth and lean. Stopping traffic like you've never seen. That's all female body parts. Who will finish and who will start? Okay, fellas, you all have voted to all the wrong. You are moated. Unanimous decision, you all must learn. Watermelons kicks them all to the curb.
Watermelons,
the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Watermelons,
like jiggling jello, girls, can't you see?
Watermelons,
makes an ugly girl a beauty queen.
Watermelons. Watermelons,
the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Watermelons,
like jiggling jello, girls, can't you see?
Watermelons,
makes an ugly girl a beauty queen.
Watermelons,
the most.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good, but there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
The DJ New Style Show.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Thanks again to Stan Durain, MC Kung Fu from City Dragon, for calling in. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Be sure to check out all the other programming we have on Hear Us Talk. The Awful Hour, Wednesday nights, 9 to 11. Best in Show, Monday and Thursday nights, 8 to 11. And The What Show. We air The What Show, and I think it's 9:30 now to 12:30. They shifted it back an hour. We'll see. We do them a solid by putting them on. They're a good cast of characters. Go to thewhatshow.com. They're very good. Frank, are you there, buddy? Are you there?
Frank, for Christ's
sake. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Frank. What's going on?
Okay. Ken, if I told you before this program started that you may be in a movie with Jenna Jameson, what would you have thought?
I would have thought that you've been having inappropriate dreams involving myself, and I would never be friends with you again.
I see.
Just saying.
Go to L.A., baby! I got the fever! I got the bug!
Can we hear that line again? That line you were auditioning for very famous actor Stan Duran.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
That's not how you do it. These pretzels are making me thirsty. That's how you do it. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? There's an echo. Sorry, buddy. You had to fix that.
Hey, where's Frank's cab?
Who's this? Uh-oh. Someone called in and just said, where's Frank's cam? And then they hung up.
That sounded like somebody from California.
Who knows?
Well, I like to call Danny Boy.
Either Dan or somebody named after something in a kitchen and a bathroom that water runs through. So I know that you're a fan of reality TV, Frank. I know you are.
Ba, 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 ba.
What?
I'll just sing your song.
My song?
Go ahead.
What's my song?
The bumper you're doing. Da, da, da,
da, da. Okay, yeah, that's getting gay. Let's seriously, let's not be gay until we have to act in a Stan Duran production where you get fucked. It'll all be for film.
Ken, let's be honest. Would you fly to L.A. or California to do something like that?
To pretend to fuck you? No.
No!
Why would I do that?
I'll forget.
I would fly to L.A. to see the making of City Dragon 2. I think you'd
Absolutely.
Be a fool not to. But we're
I
not talking
too.
About that right now. We're talking about
we
Daisy.
We are talking about
Daisy of Love. And with us is our friend... Barbara, are you there?
Yes. I am here.
You now, are a big fan of the VH1 celebrity TV shows, are you not?
Huge fan.
Huge.
Huge fan.
So as a huge fan of these shows, it's safe to say that you were probably a little bit excited to hear that Daisy from Rock of Love is now getting her own show, Daisy of Love.
I'm ecstatic, DJ New Style.
Yes.
Ecstatic.
Yeah, I was ecstatic as well, until I saw the promo for it, where she saunters like someone who's been shot in the fucking pelvis with a shotgun, and asks, Frank, what's the line?
You want to pluck? Well, the thing is, I don't think she's as good looking as she was when she was on Rock of Love. I think she lost her I don't know, her looks. I remember you telling me about this program about a year and a half ago.
What did I tell you
program.
About? The program?
The program about a year and a half ago, and it took a year and a half for this thing to come to fruition.
It did. It did, but here it is.
I do an impression. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, what are you doing? I love Frank's impressions.
Okay.
What are you doing impression of?
At the beginning of the show, when Daisy, now this is Daisy de la Hoya, which is the...
Daisy
the
who?
Daisy de la Hoya, which is the niece of Oscar de la Hoya.
Why are you emphasizing the Hoya?
Well, because that's what you do when you say a Hispanic name. You have to emphasize it.
Well, you're doing it in the wrong place.
Oh.
Actually, you that part of the name you say like anybody would say it. You don't need an inflection on that. Hoya.
Oh.
Hoya. Okay.
So anyway, at the beginning of the program, they were doing a recap of when she was on Rock of Love.
Sure.
And when she got, dumped by Bret Michaels.
Yeah, and you know, that relationship ended, and that was very, very trying right. for her, I imagine.
And after the exit interview, after she was dumped by him.
Yes.
This is what Daisy de la Hoya says about Bret Michaels, okay? This is me being
Frank's
Daisy de la Hoya.
Frank's impression of Daisy de la Hoya.
Okay? I loved them. Thank you.
What?
Daisy, this is what she says. She goes, in referencing Bret, I loved them.
I loved
Thank you!
Them. Wow, that's a very, very good... I don't even know. So, Barb, I take it as such a fan of the VH1 reality shows. You've watched and witnessed and observed the first episode of Daisy of Love.
Yes, I did.
Now,
yes, I did.
What was your take
on it? I feel really close to these guys, and I really do believe that they're here for true love, you know?
Of course.
I believe them.
Naturally.
Are these the kind of men that you're attracted to?
Not in the least, Frank.
I see.
So, okay. Yeah, she's got basically, they're going over the top with the idea that she's in love with rock stars. So, basically, they have one guy looking more homeless or homosexual than the next. And every other one, she says, is so hot, so attractive. I think it's the more likely it appears that he would be living in a boxcar at some time in his life, the more attractive she finds the guy. Frank, you might like it. You might like, I would guess, the guy from Jersey, who is Weasel, who proclaimed, "This is how Jersey does it!"
Well, as you know, I feel a certain kinship to anybody from Nueva Jersey. But what I'm
we get it. Daisy's Spanish. You don't have to try to impress her by pronouncing your state, New Jersey, with some kind of a Latino lilt.
Gracias.
I see. Maybe you should learn I apologize. So now, Barb, you don't have any favorites then in the field of guys?
I definitely have favorites, Weasel not being one of them. I really think Frank would have enjoyed 84, 85, and 86.
Frank,
you remember them?
Are you familiar with 84, 85, and 86 from Daisy of Love?
The Swedish smorgasbord, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yes, the Swedish glam rockers. I think their band name is Snake of Eden.
Yes.
Wow, you really did your fucking homework.
They were. Are you talking about me?
No, of course not you. You watch one movie in fucking, you know, 50, 70, 100 episodes, whatever you've been on, and now you think you're up to date. Barb came out with Snake of Eden, the band, the 84, 85, and
6. I love this show. Okay. I love this show, and I love watching people find true love.
But the thing
season
about,
after season.
The thing about their name, 84, 85, and 86, it wasn't even given to them by fucking Daisy. Now, isn't this the procedure? You have the host of this show who desperately cannot find love and needs to have a fucking production crew and casting so they can get a date. So and then they bring them on and give them names. Now, this started with Flava Flav being too retarded to remember 25 first names. So he had to call people like Jigglepuss and fucking whatever. Rain, your name Rain. It was
exactly.
Samantha, but now I'm Rain. Okay.
Yeah. It didn't make sense because Daisy was on Bret Michaels' show, Rock of Love, and he didn't pick out nicknames.
He did
so
not.
Really, I didn't think it would make sense for her to pick nicknames. Well, you know, for Ricky.
But the thing is, 12-pack is on. A man who was already given a name. So what are you going to do for the other guys? You got to give them names as well. But the thing that irritates me about this fucking show, she's the first one to have a co-host because she's so fucking stupid and she can't process anything that's going on. She can't give the names. She can't fucking explain anything. So now we have to hear Ricky Rackman fucking deliver cutting acidic quips.
Let me tell you a little bit about Ricky Rackman.
He's
David
your hero?
Allen Rackman. If we're going to get technical here.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, what I'm saying is he's back. He used to do a show called on MTV called Headbangers Ball. He used to have long hair. And I used to watch him when I was a headbanger back in the late 80s.
Did you enjoy his show?
I used to watch it occasionally.
If you saw him in the streets, would you feel a little bit of a tingle in your ball bag?
No.
All right.
Maybe a little. No.
Sure.
But listen. You know, Barb likes the whole reality thing. You know, she also likes something called Pet Society. Isn't that correct, Barb?
Are you really fucking diverting
really?
From what we're talking about?
Come on.
You talk about a fucking pet game on Facebook?
We have Torch and Flipper and Chi Chi to talk about, Frank. We can't talk about Pet Society.
Holy shit.
I see. Do you think that these people, these people on this show, the producers ever... You know, if these people are like in real life, or if they're like made up to be this way, if they're really not like, you know, they put them in makeup, they put them in eyeliner.
Frank, everybody that's ever been on TV is 100% the way they perceive themselves. Just like Tila Tequila is an undecided lesbian or an undecided heterosexual. We'll never know. She has to have a double shot at love. She is exactly
I'll
that.
Be watching.
Yeah. Which you will be watching. I guess they're having another one of that. But no, what we're watching is Daisy of Love. Now, I was one of the people that thought she was attractive on the Rock of Love. I didn't like the tattoos so much. She had, like, neck tattoos and everything like that.
Ken, I just want to interject for a second.
Okay,
Ken, all right.
I'll stop mid-fucking thought.
Ken,
go ahead, you bald fuck.
Isn't it true that you once had a crush on Sherry O'Terry?
I did not have a crush on Sherry O'Terry. However, in watching certain skits that she was in, I thought she had a nice ass. I'm not going to lie. 1997? I thought 1997 Sherry O'Terry had a nice ass. But that's about
it. She was great in that cheerleader uniform, too.
Not so much that. When they made her up to be a real whore bag in, like, The Office. Oh, or whatever. But anyway, Frank, thank you for that. That was really good. That's actually on topic.
Very topical.
That's two so far. Two times you've diverted from what the fuck we're talking about to just whatever. What's next, Frank? Are we going to talk about sausages? No. Let's talk about sausage. You fuck.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You fucking derail everything.
I'm sorry.
God damn it. So as I was saying, I thought she was attractive. Now, Barb, what was your impression of her prior to this show? Because right now I'm not thinking she's so great.
I thought she was very cute. I mean, she did make it to runner-up, so yeah. Obviously Bret Michaels agreed. Yeah. I didn't think she looked that fake. I mean, her face just looks terrible now. I don't know what she did, but it looks
horrible.
She's got
like an eggplant nose or something. Like, like her nose is very soft and round, and her eyes are far apart. Granted, if I'm a single man and it's thrown at me, I'm not going to throw it away. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, she can't touch her face. Her fucking, she has T-Rex arms. Every 2 seconds, she covers
true.
A little
she never
mouth.
She touches her face.
She can't reach her fucking face, you know, higher than her mouth. And whenever anybody does something that might endanger their life, like the guy that backflipped off of a stage or something like that, instantly, you know, putting her little fucking T-Rex arms in front of her fucking mouth. It's hideous.
She's trying to be a pop singer, too.
Oh,
as you remember, she did debut her single,
yeah,
Heartbreaker.
She opened it up. I'm sure those guys were in her demo. the guys that crowded the stage. Yeah, Daisy's going to be a singer now. She's going to have a career that doesn't necessarily hinge on her fucking rock has-beens. So that's good. That's good. So all in all, you think it's going to be a good program, Barb?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, they're showing clips of future episodes, and there's just going to be plenty of violence, which is exactly what I need on these shows.
Yeah,
it's why I watch.
I do like the violence. What I don't like is the fake fucking seriousness. I really hate the fact that They start off, they're all drinking, they're getting just wrecked. Now, Frank, I don't know if you're still here, but we are still talking
I'm
about
here.
Daisy of Love. Do not interject about fucking
no.
pancakes. No. So there was a guy with a rainbow-colored mohawk who was feeling it. He was feeling it. He was in the midst of just a world of excitement. And he said, now all we need is some bitches!
Yes, you are talking about Toolbox.
Of course, Toolbox. And then everybody fucking had to turn around and say, whoa, man, that's not cool. Don't you know? We're here for love. Shut the fuck up. These are people that are wearing eyeliner. They claim to be in bands. They claim to be rock stars. Please. You're on a fucking cable television show. How attached could you possibly be to Daisy De La... That's right.
Are both of you people... and by people I mean Ken and Barbara. Do you like the eyeliner on men? I mean, are we used to that now?
Hold on. Are you asking me
what
if I'm into eyeliner on dudes?
No. Do you think society now accepts eyeliner on men? Because I'm thinking about doing it. Because I'm looking about changing my look a little bit.
Really?
If you're gonna do it, then yes. Absolutely.
Well, I think we have a question here then. In regards to that eyeliner, Frank?
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is it gay?
Yes. That's the quickest installment of Is It Gay ever. Yes, it is gay to want to put eyeliner on.
Like, absolutely, a complete turn-off, Frank.
Like
please
London.
Don't do it.
Like London, who looked like like Steve the LARPer from 1996. You take a 15, 16-year-old Steve the LARPer, he looks exactly like that guy London from Daisy of Love. So why don't we make some predictions here? I mean, we have the veteran 12-pack. He might go far. Why bring him back otherwise? But who do you think's going to take it home? Why don't we start with you, Frank? Who do you think is going to win Daisy of Love?
I unfortunately, I don't know all their names yet. So
describe them. Describe them. Just do something to identify somebody.
The rocker-looking dude. I'll describe it like
the guy with the penis and the skin.
Yes.
And the skin.
Yes.
Yeah. You're fucking useless. Hold on. We'll be done with this in a second, and you can tell us how much you love something completely unrelated. We'll talk all about Pet Society after this. Barb,
well, Frank, there is Six Gage, who was named for his six gauge piercing in his genitalia.
Yeah, and to which Daisy immediately knew how big a six gauge piercing was. She said it was as big as her thumb, but she has T-Rex arms, so that could be about as thin as a fucking piece of angel hair. So, who really knows how impressive it is?
My pick would probably be Big Rig.
Big Rig, really?
He was on The Ultimate Fighter, season 7 of The Ultimate Fighter. He didn't get into the house, but he was on reality TV before this show.
Wow.
But he is my pick to win.
Did not know that. That means there are two MMA fighters, and things will heat up. Things will heat up when Fight or Die, whatever his name is, the guy that has Fight or Die tattooed on his neck with like a dagger
Cage,
tattooed.
I think it's his name, Cage.
Oh, he's Cage because he fights in a cage, bro. He'll smash some faces. So you think Big Rig's going to take it? I think
definitely.
I think it's going to come down, and here's the prediction. It's going to come down to 12-pack, and it's going to come down to Torch. Torch is going to take it all. Torch is going to take it all. Wait, he was eliminated already?
Yes, he was eliminated on the first episode.
Okay, it's going to come down to 12-pack and Fox, the supposedly Mexican gay Asian guy who literally looks like a woodland creature. I don't know. He was being all poetic, like, Daisy's your name, and that's everything. The world, like, you are Daisy, and your name is you.
And it worked.
And it did work.
But it fits together.
Oh, God, Frank. Well, so we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for Daisy of Love to see how it turns out. So you're saying it's going to be who, Barb? I'm sorry, I'm retarded. I'm writing this down now.
Right.
Who did you pick to win? I fucking forgot.
Big Rig is my pick, yes.
Okay, and I'm picking Fox.
I think it's Jeremy Riggs, actually.
There you go. Well, okay, they made Big Rig like because he's a trucker, but no, his last name is actually Rig. Okay. All right, anyway. What was that?
I love
them. I just want to ball up in a ball and eat a lot of ice cream.
That's not Daisy.
I just want to curl up in a burl and have ice cream. I love them.
I just want to lay down and dream about having arms that can fucking clean my own ears.
She's very upset. I hope she finds love.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. Thank you very much, Barb, for calling in. We're going to have to keep tabs on this show and follow the results. Thank you again for calling in. Frank, you need to be on top of things. We need to not know so much about pig flu, and we need to know more about Daisy of Love. We need to have our fucking tabs on these things.
I will do my homework.
For Christ's sake, Frank.
Does this wrap up another DJ New Style show?
What, your complete implosion on watching one reality show?
No,
I'm just fucking with you, Frank. Actually, no, we have a ton to get to.
Oh,
and we're I'm sorry. I guess I clicked the wrong thing. You know what? We'll have to get to it next time. Thank you very much for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Go to djnewstyleshow.com. Go to heroestalk.com. Check out Best in Show. Awful Hour. Everybody else. Frank, it's been a pleasure. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. Outside? 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 Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
It's a fucking snooze! Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!